The upper house of the Dutch parliament has enacted a law that allows doctors to perform euthanasia within set guidelines. The legislation, which makes the Netherlands the first country to legalize mercy killing, was passed by a 2-1 majority. The bill cleared the lower house by an even wider margin in November. Despite the overwhelming political and public support for the law, it remains controversial. Geraldine Coghlan reports from The Hague.
Hundreds of members of religious and pro-life groups turned out to show their opposition to the law. They consider it as murder. Anton Hurkmans is a Roman Catholic bishop.
I'm worried about there is past the border. And so it is going more and more that euthanasia will become a normal medical act. And that's not good for nobody in our country.
Under the law, doctors are bound by the rules of care. These are that the patient must request euthanasia, suffering must be unbearable, and there must be a second medical opinion. Regional review committees comprised of medical, legal and ethical experts decide on each individual case. If there's any doubt, the case is referred to the public prosecutor, and doctors who break these rules face 12 years in prison. Rob Jonquière of the Dutch Voluntary Euthanasia Society says the law gives the doctor more peace of mind.
It is, as far as we know, 90% of the cases of euthanasia are in situation where of suffering, and it's only shortening of a dying process. And these 90% now get a legal status, and doctors who help patients die in this way know for sure that they are not going to be prosecuted as long as they keep to the rules.
Egbert Schuurman of the opposition Christian Union voted against the law, which he feels poses too many dilemmas.
There is the possibility of making mistakes. And the general opinion in the Netherlands that we are against the death penalty. Why? Why are we generally speaking against that? Because you can make a mistake. But now we are accepting a lot of possibilities of mistakes in relation to weak people at the end of their lives. Now that's a very strong ethical question. And the people seems to be blinded to put that question and to answer that question very clearly.
Euthanasia has been tolerated in the Netherlands for decades. There are an estimated 5,000 mercy killings a year here, but only half of these cases have been reported, and no doctor has ever been sentenced for performing euthanasia. Opponents in the Council of Europe feel the law goes against the European Convention on Human Rights. Edeltraud Gatterer is an Austrian member of the Council of Europe.
I think it's against Article 2 of the Human Rights Convention. We have to do all we can that the law in Netherlands will not allow euthanasia in future. We try to do our best, otherwise we have to discuss and to think over how to handle with the problem if it will be allowed in this country, and what are the steps to go on in future to discuss that it cannot be possible even in Netherlands.
Jacob Konstam is a member of the Senate, and as president of the Voluntary Euthanasia Society, he's happy to see the new law in place.
Euthanasia and assisted suicide are dealt with by doctors all over the world, even more than in Holland, except that they're not talking about it. And people do say towards the Dutch, stop the discussion. And I think that if you want to be able to control what doctors do, in cases of euthanasia and assisted suicide, you need a law and you need an open and public debate.
More dialogue and debate on euthanasia is expected for some time here, but already the new law is regarded as a precedent for other countries to follow. For NPR News, I'm Geraldine Coghlan in The Hague.